Dr. Seth Moore is Director of Biology and Environment with the Grand Portage Band of Lake Superior, Chippewa. The Grand Portage Band engages in fisheries and wildlife research projects throughout the year, and Dr. Moore joins us now in the studio to talk a little bit about some of the band's current and ongoing projects. Welcome, Seth. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks a lot, Kara. I always look forward to these interviews.
Yeah, and this is the first time we've had you here in person, so that's pretty exciting.
It's exciting and a bit intimidating seeing all the equipment here.
Well, you must deal with a lot of equipment yourself in your job.
I do. And so today I'm going to talk about three different areas in the environmental department that we work on. I'm going to talk a little bit about water, air, and wetlands. So I guess I'll start with some of the water quality things that we've been working on. Water quality sampling is occurring after large storm events in Grand Portage. Last week we had a large rain event that dumped 2 to 3 inches onto the reservation lands. So we've been testing for sediment and some water chemistry to identify non-point sources of pollution.
And what were you finding? What did you find?
Well, the testing allows us to identify places that need restoration activity. And the other advantage of doing this testing is we can evaluate the effects of some of our previous restoration activities. Some of these past projects include stream bank repair activities and some rain gardens that reduce runoff from rainfall events.
Mm-hmm. So you've been working on water quality issues for a while?
Yeah, we've been doing this for a long time. Our water quality specialist has been in the position for 15 years, and she's very, very experienced. Okay. One of the other things that she works on is testing water quality weekly at our swimming beaches, and we've been testing for fecal contamination from animal or human sources. Mm-hmm. It's pretty seldom that we actually have beach issues, but swimmers in the Grand Portage Reservation should keep an eye out for beach postings in the events that we do have some contamination at our beaches.
Okay, and they regularly test all the beaches along the North Shore, the MPCA?
Yeah, MPCA tests beaches outside of the Grand Portage Reservation, and our environmental department, our water quality specialists, test our own beaches and post our beaches if there is something to be concerned about. Mm-hmm. One of the rules of thumb that Margaret, our water quality specialist, always tells us, if you can't see your feet, don't go swimming. And that's true for a number of different reasons.
Okay, so mainly after it rains and stuff, you should wait a few days?
Yeah, or swim in clear waters.
Okay. Well, we were going to talk about water, air, and wetlands, so I guess that means we're on the air now.
Yeah, we'll shift to air. There was a little bit of excitement in the air quality world. On July 19th, we actually had an air quality advisory. And this occurred because fires in Canada created elevated levels of smoke and some hazy conditions. As many people know, smoke contains small particulates, and the Grand Portage Air Quality Program has a monitor that measures the levels of these particulates in the air on an hourly basis. And if these particulates get in high levels in the air, there can be some negative health effects. Eye and throat irritation, respiratory symptoms such as wheezing, coughing, shortness of breath, and people with asthma can sometimes have their asthma aggravated by the particles.
Right. I suppose in other parts of the world and of the state, those kind of advisories aren't usually triggered by forest fires. It's probably more pollution and particulate matter from power plants and things.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. We're fortunate in that we don't typically have adverse health effects from air pollution from industrial reasons, but when we do get them, it is a notable event, and just like you said, the ones we get typically are from forest fires in the nearby area. And so what's interesting is that still there are fires burning in Canada, so it's possible that we could see more air quality advisories due to elevated levels of particulates.
Okay, and you're continuing to monitor every day?
Yeah, we are. And what we would advise is people with asthma, COPD, or respiratory or cardiovascular illnesses to really be aware of these air quality issues and these air quality advisories, to really take them seriously. Those types of people with those afflictions could really benefit from monitoring the air quality each day to make sure that it's safe to be active outside.
Okay. Anything else air related?
No, I think we can probably shift over to wetlands now. One of the wetlands projects that we've been working on extensively for the past several years is restoring wild rice to several of our different water bodies. And we've been planting it intensely in a number of the water bodies that are conducive to rice. And we've seen increasing numbers and density of rice in several of these different water bodies. And we hope to have sustainable and harvestable crops in several of our ricing waters within the next few years.
How do you plant wild rice?
We buy the rice green from tribal members that harvest it either on reservation or in other areas, and we scatter the seed in those water bodies in the fall. and the rice seed sinks down in the sediment and germinates typically the next year.
Huh. Well, that's fairly simple.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. I used to go wild ricing with my mom, actually. We'd put in at Little John Lake, I think, up the Arrowhead Trail, and then canoe down the Royal River into the Fowles, and we'd rice along the Royal River, and also mostly in the Royal River was where we liked it. We never would see anybody.
Yeah, you know? It's interesting doing it. I've done it a few times, and I found that it's not as easy as it looks.
That's for sure. Okay, well, let's see. What else have we got?
Having a background as a fish and wildlife biologist, people always come into my office thinking that I know everything that there is to know about animals, and that is in fact not the case at all. But my daughter comes to me constantly with little bits of trivia about animals, so I asked her to begin writing these things down, and so I want to start delivering fun facts about animals on occasion when I give these interviews. And so my fun fact for today is that a mole can dig a tunnel up to 295 feet long in a single night.
A mole. Do we have a lot of moles up here?
You know, we don't, although I did get a report of somebody seeing a star-nosed mole last week, which is a very interesting animal. People should look up images on the internet to see what they look like.
Yeah, I think I've seen that. How did they catch sight of that, just out of curiosity?
It was crossing the road.
Whoa. All right, well, if you're just joining us, we've been speaking with Dr. Seth Moore. He's Director of Biology and Environment with the Grand Portage Band of Lake Superior Chippewa, and he joins us regularly, updating us about the band's current and ongoing natural resource projects. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thanks a lot, Kara. We'll see you next time.